This meditation is sponsored by Awake, Academy of Wealth, Alchemy, and Kinetic Energy. Hello, everyone. Just begin by taking a slow, deep breath. Welcome to this meditation, a new earth and a new beginning. Remember that with each and every breath you take, you're breathing in life force, the life force that weaves everything together. With each life force breath you take, you're not just breathing in oxygen, you're breathing the force of universal energy, creator, all that is. This breath not only enters through the nose and mouth, but it's a full body breath, taking a strong inhale, surrendering into the exhale. By surrendering into the exhale, you're saying that you trust that you're open to the magic and miracles and infinite possibilities that are waiting for you. Remember, our external reality is a reflection of our internal self. So this is a time of chaos. Ego deconstruction. There is magic and miracles and chaos. This is called chaos magic. You're in a space and time and awareness and consciousness where the possibilities of magic are infinite. There is a new earth that is integrating into our reality. A earth where our DNA awakens, the DNA that it can accept miracles and magic. Oftentimes, we are dealing with the DNA that we are currently encoded with. Within this DNA, there is duality. Where there's good, people expect bad. Where there's happiness, people expect sadness. Where there's success, people expect failure. With this new earth, it's a reflection of us having the ability to deconstruct our ego and be in the heart space, where everything just is. There's no good, there's no bad. Everything just is. This is a space of grace and mercy and non-judgment. Our world is based on our belief systems. This goes very, very, very deep. The belief that you are merely human is a belief system. The belief that as you get older, you age is a belief system. The belief that you're predisposed to certain illnesses, either physical or mental or emotional, is a belief system. It's a belief system that we have to get serious as we get older. This meditation will help you to deconstruct your ego. Believe that magic and miracles are possible for you. And bring this beautiful new earth to you. This new earth that is coming forward is for everyone who can see it, who can embrace it, who believes it's there. It doesn't look around and choose one person over another. It's up to you to resonate in the frequency of the new earth. This new earth allows the bliss molecules within your DNA to activate. This is the part of the DNA that can accept pure unconditional love, pure joy, heaven on earth, nirvana. It's a belief system that when we die, it must be a physical death, sudden, unexpected. In this world, there's a possibility of a death and a rebirth simultaneously. You can choose when you die and where you rebirth to. Every breath is a death and a rebirth. You can de-age. You can resonate at the frequency of unconditional love, magic, and miracles. Be immune to all diseases and illnesses. This is a time where we must look inward. We must look to ourselves for the answer. Everything right now is divine. What's going on with the world is divine. This is a perfect opportunity for ego deconstruction. For everyone to take a deep breath, go into their own heart space where their own matrix lies and decide what is right, what is wrong, and how to be your own leader. It is time for you to step in your power. In order to do this, we need to bring out the shadows. The shadows are the part of us that we would like to stick in a closet and shut the door on and let no one see. These usually correspond with our belief systems. I am bad. I should feel guilty. I should be ashamed. I should be embarrassed. I'm full of judgment. If you suppress or try to hide the shadows, they'll come out in ways that are unhealthy and low frequency. You must love your shadow. You must give it compassion, understanding. Bring your shadow into the heart space. Bring it in balance with that other part of you. The shadow and that angelic part of you work together. The shadow is very much needed. You are the one that decides what's right and wrong in your life. You are the judge of yourself. So take a deep breath. Allow your consciousness and your awareness to go into your heart space as though your eyes and your nose are now in your heart. Take a deep breath. Follow the breath into the heart space. Surrender into the exhale, and just be. You will notice that when you're in the heart space, everything just is. Now welcome your shadows to come forth to this heart space. This is a huge step in ego deconstruction. Everything that you feel guilty about, embarrassed about, ashamed about, the ways that you judge yourself. Bring all of that forward into the heart space. Now with the next breath, give this unconditional love and compassion. Those aspects of yourself deserve to be loved They need loved. They need understanding. Notice their usefulness. Bring them into who you are now, bringing them into balance with your everyday life. Sometimes the shadows give you that slight confrontational ability that you may need. The shadows may give you the access to the passion and creativity that you've been suppressing. If the shadows are filled with compassion and unconditional love, they begin to appear in ways that are useful, safe, predictable. Understand where the shadow is coming from. Usually, the shadow acts out if it feels like it has to suppress passion, desire, creativity, authenticity. So once again, bringing out the shadows brings the authenticity to your life. You're owning and empowering who you really are. You are the supreme being of your universe. You are the creator of your reality. You have an amazing flow of that universal, all that is, creator, God, source energy within you, in your heart space. As you take a deep breath and allow your consciousness and awareness to go into the heart space, your matrix activates. That matrix within you, where you can connect to the new earth, the possibilities of miracles and magic, bringing unconditional love, success, health into your life. Good job. Mirrors are very powerful portals. And portals are controlled by intention and focus. So when you look in the mirror at yourself, and imagine doing that now, you're sitting in the heart space, you're relaxed, breathing and seeing through the heart space, thinking of a moment of pure, unconditional love you've had, gratitude. That helps to anchor you in that space within the heart. And then you put that mirror right in front of you, and you can see yourself looking in the mirror at yourself. And all the shadows come forth, proud of who they are, honoring their true intent, trusting them as they act from the heart space, transcending the unuseful behaviors to useful behaviors, bringing the shadows in balance with all of you, embracing the divine feminine and the divine masculine within you, realizing that you're all that is, that you are the supreme being of your reality. As you look in that mirror, you can see the chaos of everything right now around you. And then as you look in your eyes, you see the magic. You see within your own eyes where this is going to end up for you, what you're going to create right now from your reality. We live in a universal frequency within this new earth that honors laughter and love and peace, joy. In order to embrace this new earth, You just have to love yourself. Have fun. Be in love. Do the things in your life that honor that child within you. Laugh and play. You will radiate frequencies that attract this new earth within the matrix of your heart space. And the new earth, the universe, invests in you when you're authentic. When you show who you truly are and expose who you truly are, without shame or guilt or doubt or fear, the universe will invest in you 100% with that same frequency of protection and safety and joy and happiness. Really, you have nothing to lose. Because right now, you're in a time of magic and miracles. So let go with your next breath. Shame, guilt, doubt, fear, control. You know what is best for you. You can trust yourself. You can unconditionally love yourself. And as you do this, as you honor the power within you and you step in your own power inwardly, your external reality will shift accordingly. Step into the leadership role. Step into the all-knowing role. Step into the truthful role. Bring all of the fragments of who you are into that heart space, emerging them together. Trusting, allowing. Patience has nothing to do with time. Time is actually an illusion created by the ego. Patience is about allowing. Allowing for something to unfold. So when you think of patience, don't think of it as this is never going to happen for me. Instead, think of it as expansiveness. I expand my consciousness to embrace the infinite possibilities of what can come for me now. That is patience. So as you're relaxing in that heart space, knowing that your beliefs are what create your reality, take a deep breath, release that matrix within you, connecting to the cosmos, the stars, the galactical, universal energies, and believe how special you are, how you can create anything that you can think about. Imagination is creation. If you can imagine it, it can happen for you. Feel the pulsating within your own heartbeat as you become one with your own heartbeat. And as you do this, the matrix is activating within you. Notice the crystalline gold grids of light that are pulsating through you. As it pulsates through you, as you become one with that heartbeat, the plasma within your own being regenerates all of the stuck, stagnant, discarded energies about you, alchemizing these energies into unconditional love, joy, freedom. Feel your third eye open in the middle of your forehead. Feel the expansion of your crown chakra at the top of your head. Feel the expansiveness in your throat as you know that you're being heard and listened to. Realizing that you are an amazing, supreme energy within this perceived physical being. You are everything. You are all that is. You're in a world library of possibilities and knowledge. Just tap in to whatever you want, desire through the heart space of passions, creativity, authenticity, joy, freedom, laughter, and bring forth the reality that you deserve as you feel this amazing internal shift. And then notice your external reality shifting and the synchronicities that you will experience after this meditation. Miracles are only miracles because they're not in our belief system. Once you believe them, they're no longer miracles. It's just something that happens in your everyday life because you are a miracle. Listen to this meditation whenever you feel the need to spend extra time embracing that authentic self. If you feel like you need to let something go or put something in perspective, listen to this meditation. Enjoy the rest of your life, knowing that you're the creator of your life. Have an amazing, magical rest of your day.